We've opened our first National Wine Centre stationed in Blenheim. Funding comes from the famed PGF, the Provincial Growth Fund. So what will it do? The boss is Gerald Hope, who's with us. Gerald, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Is this a business tool, as in more sales to the world, or is it a science tool where you'll look at science and soil and climate and stuff like that?
No, you've asked the leading question. This is about the 50-year view, probably 100 years. From our point of view, it's an investment based on a business case. The PGF played its part. By the way, the PGF funded us with a loan. It's not a grant.
Good.
And we had to put 50% of the cash in. So that's $8 million split both ways.
Well, that partially answered my next question. So it was going to happen anyway.
No, it was not. It was the tool. And I tell you what, the regional investment by government or any government is so important to actually provide, you know, a base for industry funding to wrap around. Just getting back to your question about what is it? Yeah, it's all about the soil. It's all about the water and the sunlight. And no doubt about it, the weather and the climate's changed. You know, we're getting shorter winters. We're getting more growth during a longer growing period. And it's going to change the flavour and style of our wines.
Will it be truly representing the whole country? Based in Blenheim, it's all about Sauvignon Blanc, of course, but there are other regions, other grapes, other styles, etc. So it's truly national?
It's got in front of it a place called Aotearoa, New Zealand, and that means from Kaitaia, Northland, down to, if it gets as far as this with climate change, Southland. But we've got Central Otago in there as well. I'm being a bit flippant.
Good. So some of the money, I note, is being redirected to an experimental vineyard. What are you experimenting with?
That's the big bit. Now, this is the twist. With the lockdowns and the delay in the completion of the contract, the science team started to look at the blue sky and they thought, we can do something different here. What do we need? They need to future-proof the industry. How do we do it? We need to actually digitise how a plant grows. We need to monitor in real time through its root system, through its trunk, through its leaves, through its fruit, find out what's going on.
Fantastic. I wish you all the very best with it, and we'll stay in touch because no one loves wine more than me. Gerald Hope, Chief Executive of the Marlborough Wine Research Centre. It's almost a $2 billion industry these days. Wine, of course.